October 25th, 2022. Audit meeting, 6:45 p.m. Regular town board meeting, 7 p.m.
All right.
Just the microphone that we turned on.
That's official. It's not all over. The chair for raised.
Didn't I got one that I can sit in?
Typical.
Or should I say the chair for work probably?
Probably one over here.
Well, you have a special relationship with the justices.
That's not that.
All right, are we all set?
We're set.
Okay, great. Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the monthly audit meeting from the Roe Town Board. And we are going through final signatures on a couple of vouchers. I do have one voucher that needs to be discussed, and it's mainly because the department had exceeded the authority to expend the funds by about $1,100, but obviously we needed the purchase. So I would entertain a motion to authorize the payment of voucher 934 to Aqualogic Systems in the amount of $3,139, which exceeds the department head authority of $2,000. That does not need town board approval.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Who's got the original voucher?
I think I gave it to you.
Original?
I think so.
Is this the original?
Such
a hand.
Such
a
hand. Yeah, that's. Is that it?
This one looks.
Yes. Yep.
While that's being signed off on, we do have a couple of transfers we need to make. We can take them all together if you want, or we can take them separately. It sounds like everyone wants to take them together. So I entertain a motion that $7,000 be transferred from account A 1990.4, which is general contingent account, to account A 1620.4, which is general buildings and grounds. This is to cover things like utilities, some changes in payroll that happened mid-year. Also to transfer $6,061.75 from account A 1990.4, which is general contingent account, to account A 1010.2, which is general town board equipment. This is, that's for the computers purchase. And then finally, that $1,715.50 be transferred from account A 1990.4, which is also general contingent account, to account A 9950.9, which is general capital projects fund transfers, and that's to cover sewer project legal fees.
So moved on all three.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, we're done on that. I'm still doing signatures. Who's got the last one?
Oh,
she did.
Yeah, oh, right.
Do you have all the vouchers?
Mm-hmm. They're all done.
You have all the signatures?
Yep.
Okay, so with that, I entertain a motion to pay the bills as audited.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like have a good night, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Are you all alone tonight, or are you going to have company?
Brian McKenzie's coming.
Oh,
he should be here.
And you're Peter, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, we've got you right after approval minutes, so we'll give you a couple minutes just to highlight what you're looking for, get any feedback if anybody wants to provide any on that, and we'll go from there.
Great, thank you.
You got it. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Monroe Town Board for October 25th, 2022, and I ask that the Deputy Clerk please call the roll to establish a quorum.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here. And if everyone please rise for a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. First item of business is approval of minutes. We actually have 1, 2, 3, 4 sets. September 27th audit meetings, also on that day the regular town board meeting. And then following up with the October 5th regular town board, I'm sorry, town board budget workshop, and then the regular town board meeting that took place on October 11th. I think everybody was here for all those.
Mm-hmm.
So want to take them all together?
Sure.
All right. So I'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 2 on the agenda is BKM Properties LLC, and this has come before the board, and I'm pleased that we are joined this evening with Peter and Brian that are representing the project that they're proposing on the south side of Exit 17. And it's a project that requires a local law because it involves a request for a change in, it's basically a lot line adjustment, but because it affects two separately zoned areas in the town zoning ordinance, it's not a PUD, but requires a local law. So in a nutshell, and I know they're going to provide a brief overview to the board. With the existing project, it currently has 23.54 acres of residential. Proposed change would take from the commercially zoned area and increase that number of acreage to 27.23. And obviously there's a corresponding effect. The existing commercial acreage is 52.83 acres. And with this lot line adjustment, it would be reduced to 49.14. I did have an opportunity to talk with the representatives here this evening. And after initial review, it looks to me that it's something that the residents would probably be in favor of, that border the property down there. But I'm going to let the, I think Peter's going to speak for the project, give a brief overview for the board, and then I'll open it up to any questions board members may have.
Thank you. I'm here with Brian McKenzie. I'm Peter Loyola with CLA Site. We're landscape architects, civil engineers out of Saratoga. And we are looking to propose a commercial and residential development. As Supervisor mentioned, we have an existing, and this is in red, zoning boundary. I think as a result of maybe the work that was done with DOT previously, a zoning line that cuts through our property. And all we're trying to do here is create a little bit more buffer area for the residential on the west side and kind of square up our western property here to include some more residential around. There's an existing.
Could I stop you? Just, could you turn that just a little bit with a member of the public that
sure.
are watching?
Sure, sure.
And actually, you may want to go to the side so everybody at the end of the meeting. fair. I know it's hard to read, but
yeah.
we do have copies of the proposed change up here, but there you go.
Yeah, so the existing zoning line kind of cuts here at an angle, probably with respect to the old now interchange with DOT. And what we're trying to do here is actually create more buffer area for residential along a commercial area. So as you can see here, this is all zoned commercial on Old Saratoga Road. And what we're trying to do is propose residential along the residential, kind of respect Old Saratoga Road, and then also around the corner increase the amount of residential so that we can create a little more residential buffer. And we're adding 3.69 acres of residential overall. The overall proposal is not trying to maximize C1. I have a subdivision plan that if we're successful in getting the zone change, what we're proposing are really large lot commercials. And C1 allowable is 1 acre. We're going over 6 on this.
Ma'am, would you like a copy of, so you can read it? It looks like you're interested in it.
She's
identical to
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. In addition to that, while this won't, we won't need a zone change for this back portion, this is, because it's going to be fronting with commercial, we are proposing a conservation forever wild. There is some developable land that's kind of in here, but we, again, this is out of respect for the residential properties all along the western section of this, just create enough of a buffer area from the commercial. So that's it in a nutshell. Increasing the amount of residential zone by 3.69 acres.
So would that add to existing lots? The residential would be created, would they be larger or separate lots?
No, they're all separate lots. So these are individual lots. I think the smallest lot that we have allowable is, I think, 1 acre. Actually less than 1 acre, but in the R2 zone, but I think our minimum lot size is 1.36, and most of the lots are about over 1.5 to 2 acres in this area. There is a parcel here along the western edge here that Brian has worked out an agreement with one of the lot owners here. He was looking to purchase a section here to incorporate into his lot on Squire Road, and willing to do that. So that would not be a situation where we're creating a non-conforming use, but or lot. But again, all to allow more buffer for residential.
Right. And I think the most important takeaway is that the density is actually not increased; it's decreased.
Right, decreased. Yeah.
Now, the property that's there now, trying to put together where it is, the section you don't own, it looks like it's land of McNaught, I believe it was.
McNaught.
The little square. Is he using that as a commercial? Because right now it's in the C.
It's
right? So this whole property is currently in that, right?
Yeah.
And so I mean, we would be changing somebody else's property as well. We discuss it with us?
I don't think so, because the line goes behind it.
Yeah, the line goes behind it. Well, so in this area...
So right now it's in the green and it's going to be in the blue?
Our portion would be in the blue. His portion could stay in the green. Okay? We're not proposing to do anything beyond, you know, for this. I'm not sure what they're using it for.
So I guess that's my only concern, is that right now, that if the top one's correct, there now it shows it's commercial.
Yep.
And we're going to adjust that entire zone to go around his. I guess it would be, my only question would be, is if he wants to use it, like we're moving potentially one commercial lot inside a residential zone again, that I thought we were trying to avoid doing.
I don't think it impacts that a lot. Am I correct on that?
Well, what we're trying to do is create residential for buffer area around. But I understand what you're saying.
It will be commercial, but we're also trying to keep the neighbors happy, so we're not backing commercial up against these guys.
Yeah.
We're not sure who's coming in or what's going to come in.
I just said it looks like...
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it will be. This little lot will be commercial, this one, as we are all residential.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's where we're giving and taking, because we're trying to make all the neighbors happy.
Commercial now,
So
correct, but we're gonna. So right now he's commercial. Yes. This proposal would put residential on both sides of him and behind him, and he would be a residential lot. Or he'd be a commercial lot inside now a residential zone. Which now I'm concerned in the future, if we're gonna develop houses on these, we're gonna have a commercial lot right there, and we're gonna be running into the same issues that we're seeing in some other areas.
It is a house right now.
It is a house.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody does that to help everybody that lives there now.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is a house.
So I guess my only thing would be us reaching out potentially to the town to her to do this. Would you like to zone it? Like, what is it?
So if we back up just for the mechanics of this, similar to PUD, local law that is drafted requires a public hearing.
Okay.
I believe the people, because of the zoning change within 500 feet, have to be notified.
Okay.
Of it, so they will know that they have an opportunity to comment for the board. Now, this isn't the whole zoning map, correct? This is just your property.
Just our property.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Just have a big wrap around the house.
Yeah.
How we be.
Yeah.
Which
so happens.
Yeah. Right now, this is residential. You know, but
so around him would be commercial, but he would be. Wouldn't he be residential still? He'd be in the blue zone.
Well, he would be in the blue zone, but he's currently in the green zone, right?
That's the only thing.
And then, I guess my thought would be that if you do, I mean, I don't necessarily probably right now, because maybe that property owner will come in and say, hey, I don't mind going.
They would prefer residential around
there. I get what you're doing. It makes sense. I'm not against it. I guess that was my only question.
Right.
As we run into other streets right now, let's make sure that everybody wants to be changed to do it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Because what could potentially happen, I would think, is that the commercial zone setbacks would, you know, kick in a little bit more, right? If that's the right way to say it, for like your proposed lot 3 and that goes around it, only because now you would have created this commercial, you create the residential around it, so then it puts
now
more of a
burden
on the residential one. But I'm not opposed to this. I mean, I just think we could talk about that. Maybe that homeowner does want to be considered residential. So
yeah, I'm not sure the lot size was a very small lot. Or
yeah, it's a small lot. What's this current? What's like the? So the commercial residential setback for construction is what? Is it 100 feet right now or something like that? Or I don't know. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, I think the. Let's see, it's up 188 by 182.
Yeah,
as far as
like
and you said it's a single residential.
It's a single residential.
So it would make sense if they want to be.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking, is that they would want residential around it. I mean, I see your point that if they wanted to go commercial with it, then I'm not sure if that would even be a conforming lot to the commercial.
Sure.
It's less than their.
We're trying to keep everybody happy with it.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Do we have Malcolm? Do we have to refer this to planning?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll get planning board's going to weigh in on it as well before as we go through the process. So we'll get additional feedback from them what they customarily do and don't like or do like.
Yeah. And just for information, this lot is a 34,000 square foot lot that's actually a non-conforming to the C1, so for commercial use. So it probably makes sense to keep it residential.
Okay.
But again, I mean, that's, yeah.
I'm answering my questions. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
So at this point, we can head to the planning board. Or zoning board, I would say, or no, we have to come back for a public hearing.
So, Malcolm, this requires a legislative action.
Right, we'll get public hearing action.
So, we have to draft the local law. So, we have to draft the local law. It needs to be provided to the board members. The board members need to establish a public hearing after we hear back from planning.
Correct.
So, I guess, do we want to direct the attorney for the town to work on drafting language for that?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody agree with that?
I'm in favor of that.
Then we can get it into the public domain for comment. There you have it. Great. So we'll begin working on that.
Thank you. Really appreciate it, guys. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You don't need a resolution on that, right, Malcolm? Malcolm? You don't need a resolution on that, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming in. Next item is Highway Department request. I do have a couple from the Deputy Highway Superintendent.
Right.
The first one is in relation to the purchase of a utility equipment trailer. If you recall, the Highway Superintendent at the time had requested in the 2023 budget the purchase of a utility trailer. And we didn't fund it to help that budget because it is funded by sales tax. And after talking with the Deputy Highway Superintendent, it has become clear that what they have now does not, for lack of a better word, doesn't get the job done. And so I did ask him to provide the board with some quotes, and he did secure three, and the lowest is from Brummers Unlimited at $9,995. The next vendor is Outdoor Motorsports out of Amsterdam at $11,999, and the third is from Trailer Marketing out of Clifton, New York at $11,200. And so this would come out of the equipment repair account, or no, the equipment account, which for whatever reason, some things didn't get purchased that we approved for the 2022 fiscal year. So it has a balance of about $34,000 in there right now. And we started out the year with $132,940 budgeted for equipment. So my recommendation to the board would be to go with the lowest vendor and purchase it out of this year's budget. That way we have it, it's no impact for next year's budget. And it's not in next year's budget anyway. So I don't know what the board's thoughts are on it. If you have any questions, just can speak to why they need it now.
What size is it going to be, Chris?
It's a 16,000. Gross.
Gross.
Yeah, right now we're running about 1,500 pounds over gross with the equipment that we're trailering.
Yeah, I would.
It's 19 years old. It's starting to break.
Yeah, I would be in favor. We got the money this year. We need it. I would make a motion to approve the acting highway superintendent's recommendation of Brummers Unlimited for $9,995.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I think you got your money's worth out of it. 19 years, I think it's time to replace it.
So, under discussion, this will be purchased from account DB 5130.2, which as of September 30th had an amount of $35,427.27. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries on.
Chris, did he give you an ETA? I don't know if I actually get it into you.
This fella here, that's one of the issues.
Okay.
Is everybody is running at the end of the season and they won't order anything until coming April. They can't guarantee prices. Brewers does have one that's coming off the line. It's being built as we speak.
Okay.
He's figuring a couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
We can deal with it later. We remember to talk to us about disposing of the other one once we're once you have this for use.
Yeah, I anticipate auction. Army auction to
bring that to us.
Yeah, so one of the reasons why we had that money left over in this budget, if you recall, we had budgeted $124,840 for the purchase of the new single axle dump plow. And I think we got, did we do a trade on that? Oh, on the tractor.
On the
we got
tractor.
A tractor.
Yeah.
So we did a trade on it, so we actually saved $32,902.
Right.
And then $8,100 was budgeted for the new Great Oil bucket, and we were able to get the new one, I think, for like half of that. So, you know, that's why we got an extra $36,000 left out, you know, in the budget.
So
that issue is we had a request from the highway superintendent to extend for 2 weeks the 4 10-hour work week that is required to be ratified by the board by the CSCA contract. What we approved this year was for April 18th through October 21st, and the highway superintendent would like to do one more pay period, 2 weeks?
Yes, this week and next week.
Yeah, so they would return to 5-day, 8-hour shifts effective Monday, November 7th. But it requires a resolution if the board wants to do that.
Yeah, I'm in favor. I spoke with the highway superintendent. Going to be able to capitalize on that schedule here in the next this weekend, next week.
Is that a motion?
Motion to approve the extension for AP period ending on the 7th, I guess.
November 7th.
So under discussion, there is coverage that's been, I think everybody got a memo on that, for both of those additional Fridays by two individuals from the Iowa department. So we do have coverage. Any discussion, other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next issue is in relation to the purchase of sand. We tabled it at the last town board meeting. I know Highway Committee was going to look in that in greater detail. We didn't really have enough information to make an informed decision. I did have an opportunity to talk with the Highway Superintendent today, and at this time it's his recommendation to go with Friedman Excavating, which is the lowest quote that we have at $7.35 a ton. We have to haul it from Fort Ann, and per their quote, they would deliver it at $14.85 a ton. We also had a price from Cranesville Block Company at an amount of $11.39 per ton we haul. And then the third vendor was O'Connor Sand and Stone at $9 per ton picked up. So that is the lowest quote for Friedman.
So, motion to approve the Friedman Excavating quote at $7.35 a ton picked up.
Second.
Any discussion? Just want to point out that this purchase will be paid from account DD5142.491. Which has a balance of $9,000 as of September 30th, 2022.
And we're approving 5,000 of that now.
What did you want?
I believe it was 5,000 is what I asked for.
And show that as approving 5,000 of it.
And then, let's see, one more item is
trees.
I thought there was one more.
Trees.
Oh, trees. Yeah, where is that? It's on the separate folder here. So each year, the town puts out an RFP for cutting up trees for the highway department and stump removal. And we did receive two responses. It did go out to 7 vendors. The two vendors that responded were Adirondack Tree Surgeons and Richard Sears Tree Experts. And the RFP response is public information. I'm not going to read through all the different sizes and everything. But the bottom line is that the Richard Sears Tree Experts is the lower cost vendor for tree and stump removal combined. And I would entertain a motion to a contract with Richard Sears Tree Experts. This money in amount of as specified in the RFP that they provided. And this would be paid from account DD5110.457, which has a balance of $8,950 as of September 30th.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So thank you, Evan.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks, sir.
It's in item four I have on there. Is building department just briefly? I know we just got the schedule, haven't had a chance to fill in some spaces, but one of the things that came to my attention, and I'll be looking for an input from the board before we move forward with it in the near future. We don't charge for applications for PUDs, and we don't charge for review, engineering review of PUDs. I think we need to have a category on our list for that. If anybody has any ideas where we should be on that, shoot that to me. We'll plug it into the spreadsheet and hopefully get this knocked out for.
Who would be our engineering review for PUD?
LaBerge. Yeah.
So we would follow some sort of
schedule. Yeah, we.
Okay.
So if anybody has any ideas on that, just shoot that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll plug it in. So it's building town court. You heard at our budget workshop that they are applying for a 2022-23 Justice Court Action Plan or JCAP grant in the amount of $1,250. They are required to seek town board authorization to allow them to apply for this grant. So at this time, I entertain a motion to allow the Borough Town Court representatives to apply for a JCAP grant in the amount of $1,250 for the 2022-2023 grant year. So that'll be authorized as supervisor to sign.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Transfer station. I didn't have anything for transfer station, but I did receive a drawing, and maybe the committee wants to talk briefly on that. On the doors for the.
Yeah, I think Councilman Daniel has more on the doors than I can jump on.
In fact, I talked to Mike today, and they had the plans laid out. What they want to do is make it the deposit area where people put their recycling safer for both the employees and the public. Right now, the doors are quite heavy and stuff. They're starting to fail. And it's a time you're going to have to do something. So I come up with a plan to cut them in half and have a thing, and then the doors are open. They've got a plan. The plan is delivered to the supervisor's office. So I asked them about price. They can do it all in-house. Marcia Morehouse and her husband had some plywood that was damaged on the bottom of our damage, but the top was good. They'll be able to use that and utilize that. They have lumber sitting around down there that they can use. He said it'll be under $500 to do all the work. I don't know what the board's approval. Maybe we could ask Billy and Grounds to get a list from Mike, go up to Lowe's and gets what he needs. Because he said that basically all he needs is some hinges, he needs some screws and some hardware stuff. And he says it'll be way under $500, but he said, let's say $500 for it. But I think it's great that we'll be able to do it in-house and save ourselves some money. And they can save for, like I say, for those doors now that they have to pull open and shut every day, the employees and stuff, and they're open. And so I think that we can get that on that.
So we don't have a department head down, otherwise they'd have the authority to make up $2,000. So I'd entertain a motion to allow transfer station employees to spend up to $1,000.
Okay, that
to cover necessary materials for that.
Okay. And I'll talk to Peter and see if Peter's guys can put the stuff up.
And this was coming out of the transfer station account.
All right, perfect.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
We'll work with the building department to make sure that they come down and inspect it and check all the code as well.
That's good.
All right, supervisor items, I do have a couple we have to run through. The first one is we have to set the salaries for elected officials. I think the board members all have a copy and provided to the public of the proposed salaries. Based on a budget workshop, the salary for supervisor would be set at $52,273. Council members would be $13,375. Town justice would be $30,937. Town clerk would be $49,943. And the highway superintendent would be increased to $80,000. And so we have to adopt that by resolution before we adopt the budget.
Can we read it or can we move it?
I can move it.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. You have a copy of that, right?
Yes.
Okay. The next item is we have to decide tonight what we want to do with any additional sales tax revenue that comes in. Because we have met the needs for what we budgeted for the 2022 fiscal year. And my recommendation would be, I think in the years past, we put them into single accounts. This year, because the town outside account, which is planning, building, zoning, we've had to rely on that because we haven't got our fees in place that we need to help that department would be to authorize the deposition of 50% of additional sales tax into the town outside account and 50% into the general fund as we come up to the end of the year. If we put it into highway, we cannot go back and move it anywhere else. If we put it into town outside in general, we do have the ability to go in, grab it, and reassign it. So I think we would want to have that flexibility, especially mm-hmm. with fiscal years, unknowns that are coming up in 2023. So if the board's okay with that, I would entertain a motion to do just that. 50% to go for the additional sales tax revenue received by the town for the duration of the remaining of the year to go into the general fund, and the other 50% to go into the town outside.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Good idea.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. just a report on sales tax. We just got our allotment for October. Moreau received $356,247. And you know, if you look at townwide across the county as well as the county, that's a 5.81% decrease from 2021. So we know that the economy's contracting a little bit there. It's not as bad as like the village of Boston Spa is up around 11%. Town of Stillwater is just over 10% reduction. They're all in the negative, so we're still in a good position financially. We're getting more revenue than we budgeted for, but you can see that it's going down. So just wanted to report that. I do have a memo I think the board members received from our rec leader in relation to increasing fees for tournaments. One of the issues we brought up in the past was garbage disposal, or waste disposal, and having a fee, maybe a refundable fee, however you want to look at it. I'd like the rec committee to look at that, maybe come up with a recommendation so that we can act on it at a next board meeting, because He will need that information as the softball organizations start requesting use of the field in 2023. So if you can get a recommendation to me, I'd be happy to chat with anyone on their thoughts with that. But I'd like to have it in place for our next board meeting. Mm-hmm. I had the great fortune to be involved in establishing a Sarasota County Fire Department and EMS agency recruitment grant fund program. The county earmarked $100,000 of ARPA funds to be used for this, and what we decided to do at the county board level was to give each organization around the county a flat amount to help with the recruitment efforts. So I think it was last week, I provided a check to the Rural Emergency Squad. The amount of checks is equal across the county, $2,273. And I did talk with the fire company, provide them with information so that they could apply for the grant as well. I don't think they've gotten a check yet, but once the paperwork's in, they'll have that. So it was great to be able to assist in that effort. And so we provided the check this past week to the Rural Emergency Squad. As part of the mandated 2023 through 26 community health assessment, Saratoga County Health Department has released a survey for residents to share feedback about the health issues and concerns that are important to them. Anyone who wishes to participate in the survey can do so by going to county's website, which is www.saratogacountyny.gov/departments/health, and they can complete that survey. And I think that's, well, I do have a couple more things. I do have some news in relation to our Planning and Zoning Board Secretary. She has provided her resignation to that task, effective October 27, 2022, which is after the zoning board meeting of this week. So we'll need to have somebody else in mind for that job as we move forward. Brenda in my office has agreed to sit for this meeting just to find out what goes on in case we don't have anybody in place for the next month of meetings, but we'll have to advertise for that, see if anybody wants to do that. I know that that's kind of like doing combat duty lately with the planning board, so we might have to increase the pay a little bit there, I don't know. So anyway, I do need a, I think we have to have a resolution to accept her resignation in that role. So I would entertain a resolution to accept the resignation of Katrina Flexen, effective October 27, 2022, from her role as Planning Board and Zoning Board Secretary. And she indicated she appreciated the opportunity the boards have given her, and it has been a pleasure to serve.
That's all good.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That's that. Committee reports. Any committee reports?
Just quickly, transfer station and Rapkin Highway kind of all together in one. Worked with the acting highway superintendent and also the councilman Donahue. We're going to be tomorrow trucking the chips.
If there's no breakdowns, yes.
Tomorrow we'll be trucking the chips from the transfer station, and in the next week we'll work with the Iowa superintendent and rec lead. We're also going to bring all of the mulch down to the rec to plan for some future green space through the supervisor's office. So between all three committees and the heads, thank you, and looks like we'll be in good spot, and we'll work on the field.
Cool.
All right.
There's a guy that's running out of room down there in a hurry, especially with the season upon us. The only other thing I had with the transfer station is I talked to Mike today, and I talked to Alan on the personnel committee. Is we had advertised to fill a position down there, and we never filled it. So I was just wondering if we could either re-advertise it, and also really check with the clerk and see if there's any in the file, any applications and stuff. Mike said if he gets that one more person down there, he won't have to hire somebody to replace Betsy. He'd still be able to fill all the spots. So we're going to look into that.
We have the postings still up on our website, but we don't make any activity off it. So
we probably post this. I can't remember if we post the compensation on them.
I don't know if we did, and I don't know if we posted anywhere else besides social media. So we should probably. I don't know if we even ran that. We should run it. Be a message to that.
Could run that.
Yeah. Yeah, I present a resolution because we've got one. I present a resolution to run an advertising ad for the health wanted position for the part-time labor transition.
So that will be Postar, Crown Pro,
the others won't be costly. We'll do the usual internal social media and Indeed, and we'll fire off all the tools. Okay. But the others don't have cost.
All right. Is there a second on that?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Agenda item 9 is executive session. I don't need one to be here now. Anybody on the board? Other business.
I just want to make a comment real quick. South and South School District would like to announce that Sunday, November 6th, starting at 8 a.m., is the annual Mike Nolan 5K fun run. In the past, they've requested road closures, but they reworked the route so that they will be running on the roads, but there's no reason to be concerned with too many people and cars mixing at the same time. So no request for road closures. And it's beyond the run, there's other fun things that go on with that event. It kicks off about 8, but I think there's some events that kind of go through mid-morning there. And annual fundraiser that I think last year raised $5,000 for whomever they choose to support with their proceeds. So, thank you.
Excellent. I'll be very, very brief with this. I spoke with the rec leader today, just to get a little update on the trunk or treat event that we ran. It was great for our residents. That was something. Hard to put a number on it, north of 2,500, that's an estimate of participants. The lines were just extremely long. People were having a lot of fun. So, thank you for everybody who participated in making that happen.
That's awesome.
It went down and there was thousands of people. It was just like they were lined up to the parking lot over here, and then it came down and then out. It was like, oh my God. Like my granddaughter said, they were there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But it was great to see. Everybody seemed to be having fun. They had food trucks there and stuff. It was quite a deal.
I love that event because in the few years that it's been going, it's still growing, and people that want to be in charge of it and running it are doing it. And our town employees don't have to actually do a lot. It's wonderful because we don't have a lot of time. So the people who want to run it and do it, it's wonderful. So I'm glad we do it.
That's great feedback. And I do have to give a special thanks to Falls Farm and Garden, who loaned the tractor for us free of charge to pull on the trailers down there.
Nice.
Privilege of the floor. Any member of the public wish to be heard? you can come anytime you want.
No, I'm just going to say I enjoy it. It's very informative.
Great. Well, I'm glad to have you here. As you can see, there is a lot of interest in what we do here on a daily basis, and it's good to have someone show interest.
I know. I'm sitting here surprised that I'm jotting notes to myself about things I want to learn more.
Great. Well, feel free to call my office if you have questions on anything the town is doing. Happy to share that with you. With that, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Deputy Clerk.